Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. Thank you so much for pushing play on another episode. I really, really love it. I can see from the back end of the podcasting, how many times people are listening to episodes, and it's really, really nice. It seems like so many of you kind of find this podcast and then go through and binge listen on some of the previous episodes. And I just want to say it makes my heart sing when I see that you're doing that. And I also want to say thank you very, 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 very much to Idette for leaving a beautiful review on the podcast. It made my day to see it. I wasn't even aware that a review had come through. So thank you so, 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 so much. I loved it. What I want to talk with you about today was, I was sort of sitting here in my study and somebody sent me an email this morning saying, hey, I haven't heard your podcast. Are you doing one? And of course, I'm always going to be doing one. But you know me, I don't like to do them when I've got nothing to say, because I don't want to podcast for the sake of podcasting. I always want this episode to be transformational and valuable and useful. Also, I was just, I guess, waiting for inspiration about what you guys needed to hear. And so what I've done is I have sat down and I've done some journaling, and what's come through for me today is a few very, very interesting things. So what I experienced was this sense of calm. So what I did was I was journaling and I was asking myself, what do you guys really need to hear today? And I allowed myself then to close my eyes and tune into my breath. And I'm super excited today as well, because I don't know if you're interested in this or not, but apparently there's this big energetic shift that's going to be happening at the summer solstice, or for those of you overseas, it'll be the winter solstice. And that's happening on Monday, the 21st of December. And it's a big deal. So I've been super excited, up all night watching everything and anything I can on that, trying to decipher fact from fiction and, you know, see what it all really means and what it's going to mean for us as women in private practice, so that I can give you some content on that as well. But in the process of tuning into a quiet mind so that I could receive some kind of guidance or inspiration or download from the universe about what you needed to hear, what came through for me is going to sound very weird, but I just kind of had this image of an older wise man, let's call him maybe a sage, and he was just kind of in a mist of blue. And I think this is really interesting because, blue means different things to different people, okay? But to me, blue means calm, and blue means knowledge and learning. And I think I can connect that beautifully with this image that I had of this, you know, male in my mind, because he did look very much like that archetypal wise figure that, you know, sort of comes to mind when you think about archetypes. And anyway, from there, I guess I started to think about things like science, and I started to think about things like maths, and I started to think about the process of learning about maths and science. And then from there, I started going more and more into the process of like what learning is and how it's expansive. And then I was even thinking about how when you're at school, you know, you learn and then you go up a level and you learn and you go up a level. Whether you're at primary school or high school or university, you learn and you progress. You learn and you progress. You do your undergrad And then you progress onto your honors, and you do your honors, and then you progress onto your master's. You do your master's, you learn more, and you progress onto your PhD or your doctorate, right? And so I was thinking, okay, what's this got to do with my podcast today? And so I thought I could link it back to learning for us. And then when I was thinking about the context of learning for us, what sort of came through to me, oh, also color blue, I think, is the throat chakra. And the throat chakra is about communication and speaking. So I took that to be a sign that, today I was meant to be speaking to you about learning. And the discipline that learning requires, because I think, you know, although if you're in a professional society or not, we have a responsibility perhaps, or an obligation perhaps, or a belief perhaps, that we should always be, keeping our knowledge current about the therapeutic approaches that we use in private practice. But I want to take it a step further and say that, what about if you expand that to say that you also want to keep abreast of new ways of approaching private practice, right? I think, you know, whatever you really desire in your private practice can absolutely be created, but only if you're willing to do the work, right? Now, I went on about this in my last podcast, didn't I? You know, I think there's something to be said for, like, I want to backtrack a minute. If you can hear pitter-pattering, that's Gabe, by the way. As I said, I've got floorboards here and he's walking up and down them. He wants to go for a walk after I do my show. But what I was going to say was, I recorded a podcast on Wednesday talking about how, you know, you have to take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And I was linking that back to how I did that masterclass for everyone on how to get referrals. And the reason that I put that masterclass together was because everybody was saying that is what they were struggling with. And so I thought I was being really helpful showing up and doing it. And the other thing that people have been saying is they don't want to pay for things, right? This is really interesting. Anyway, so I was like, okay, that's cool. I will do a free workshop. Anyway, so I did this free workshop. 33 people came along to that workshop. Nobody's done the homework. But in saying that, this morning somebody did do the homework. I think there's about four people now who've actually done a referral action plan, which is 4%, right? 4%. And anyway, after I did that podcast episode talking about the masterclass, I was on a call with a gentleman in one of the counseling groups. We're having this conversation and he said to me, Brooklyn, do you believe that, people need free opt-ins and that people get value from free stuff? And it was such an important question for him to ask, because I have my own views about this. I have a view that if people don't pay, they don't value things. And I think that that has just been absolutely highlighted in that course that I just did. That course is going to be for sale for $197 from the 1st of January, right? And I bet then when people pay $197 for it, they're going to sit down, they're going to watch the video, they're going to watch the masterclass, they're going to work through the workbook, they're going to send in their referral action plan, they're going to want feedback, they're going to go away and implement it. And those will be the people that get a result. Isn't that interesting? Because even in counseling, I know I'm going off topic for a minute here, but even, look, everybody's going to have their own opinion. I understand that. I can only speak from my own experience. But being a psychologist for 20 years, working with bulk billing for, you know, most of that, seeing bulk billing clients, and then working with clients who are full fee paying, there is a different demographic there. Absolutely. What my experience was people who weren't paying for counseling because they were getting Medicare, you know, bulk billing, and I wasn't charging them anything. Their attendance was sporadic. Their progress was sporadic. They wanted to come when it suited them. So it was very much in response to a crisis rather than being preventative. I think I said the progress was a bit slower. The engagement was slower. The change was slower. The improvement was slower. The dropout rate was higher. The retention rate was less. The motivation was less. The reasons for coming were very different. A lot of people were coming because their doctor told them to or suggested it, and so they thought that they should, but they didn't really want to be there themselves. There was clients who were coming because they were court ordered or mandated, so they didn't want to be there. And then there was a very, very, very high expectations from this client group that were getting everything with me for nothing. They wanted reports for court and they didn't want to pay. They wanted letters for getting off traffic fines. They'd come for one or two sessions and then I would get a letter from a lawyer saying, you've been treating my client and now we want a report for the traffic people so that they don't have to pay their fine because they had anxiety or something. So it was like very demanding. And then it was, you know, stuff for family court. So we need assessments and this, that, and the other. And so anyway, my point is that working even with that client demographic in counseling of people who don't pay, they either don't show up, the retention rate isn't what you want it to be, the progress isn't what you want it to be, all of that sort of stuff. And guess what? Turns out it's the same for professionals, isn't it? You give professionals something for nothing, and what happens? They all say, well, I want help with this. And then you say, okay, well, I'll show up and I'll be here and I'll support you and I'll guide you and I'll coach you and it's not going to cost you anything. And here you go. You could take it all for free. And hardly any of them take it up. Of the ones that do, only a handful attend. And then of the ones that attend, only 4% do the work. 4% of health professionals that raised their hand, that wanted help with this, that got given free help, took action. What does that say? I think that that says a lot. And if you're somebody who's struggling with her fees in private practice, and if you're somebody who's a counselor and you're thinking, oh, all my clients are going to go to the psychologist or the social workers where they can get it for free, I think you need to drop that thinking, because it's a certain type of client that you want to be working with or that will show up for that free stuff. My experience working with people who pay me and people who pay me well is that they are motivated, they want change, they do the work, they do work in between, they go the extra mile because they really are invested in getting those transformations. They want to be there and they want that guidance and they seek it out and they're proactive. And they're not just coming when there's a crisis with the practice. We deal with the crisis because, of course, usually people will come to me when there's something not right. You know, they need something to be healed for the practice. That's fine. We do that in the 90 days. But after that, once that's been sorted out, we would then want to move into a state of prevention, right? Okay, what's the next step? It's kind of like counseling. You don't only want to be working with people who are showing up in a state of crisis. You deal with the crisis and then they disappear because it's resolved. Because all that's going to happen is they're going to come back later on when there's another crisis and you'll be forever putting out fires with that person. It's the same with professionals. So when I work with people, I'm happy to help them put out the fire and deal with the initial crisis, but it's on the condition that following that, we look at what got you into this pickle in the first place and let's get it sorted out so it doesn't happen again. It's always about prevention. And so anyway, what this got me to think about was, you know, I've got the doors open at the moment for applications for the private practice method, which is a 12-month course. It's a self-paced course that you can do in your own time, right? And people are going to get guidance around how to write their content. It's like some of the practical stuff, but some of the soul-driven stuff as well. So it's how to write your content. It's how to attract clients. It's how to attract those bookings and referrals and keep them coming, like retain them. It's how to attract team members and retain the right team members. It's about what processes and systems you need to have in place to support your practice. And each month there are goals that you achieve and you tick off. It's all about empowering you. I'm not going to do the work for you because that would be robbing you of a lesson. And I'm all about you having growth, right? I want you to have that growth. What I will do is give you the tools and I'll stand beside you and I'll watch you, you know, put it all together. And it's like flat pack furniture in a way, isn't it? If I just assemble it for you, you've got a nice desk, but you don't have that satisfaction of knowing how to assemble a desk and put it together and then help other people assemble their desks. What I want to do is say, okay, now put this bit here, put that bit there, but I want you to do it. I will tell you and teach you what to do, but you're going to do it and I'm going to be there passing you the Allen key and helping you, and we'll put it together, right? But you can only get change in your private practice if you're willing to do the work, right? You're going to have teachers and guides and mentors show up for you, and they're going to absolutely offer to support you with things. But unless you are willing to put in some effort, nothing is going to change for the practice. There's no shortcuts, there's no bypasses, and there aren't any free lunches. In fact, the only path to your success is going to be you having the discipline and the consistency to act on the tools and the information and the guidance that gets provided to you. But you know what? When you and I work together, I'm ever present. And my existing clients will tell you that I'm always available. 9 times out of 10, when they send me a message or an email or something like that, I get back to them within the hour. 9 times out of 10, I do. Of course, if I'm in another session with another client, they might have to wait a little bit longer. But I'm an ever-present force while they're engaged with me, backing them up every step of the way, helping them to develop a really heartfelt and mature work ethic to private practice, because I believe it's through things like getting organized and becoming really practical and grounded in your approach, and by anchoring that into your North Star and your soul's purpose, that's the key to you really being able to achieve your goals with the business. I want you to really think about examining your purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, that's fine. Your purpose really is what you feel called to do, okay? So maybe you feel called to have the business. Maybe you feel called to a higher purpose. You want to impact a certain demographic, or you want to help somebody heal, right? But you also want to be willing to do what your heart or your soul or your purpose is telling you or calling you to do. And that means doing whatever it's going to take to reach that aim or that intention. If you don't know what you need to do to manifest that into your reality through the private practice, then you need to learn how. And that's why courses like The Method have been created, right? You need to be able to feel comfortable seeking the help of people who are mentors and guides around you, who specialize in teaching you how to connect your heart and your soul's desires and purpose to the practicalities of either creating a private practice or building it out. You know, if you want to scale it, of course, we can absolutely do that as well. But you need to be open to the idea of studying and learning with an open heart and with an open mind. And I really want you to think about setting your standards high for your private practice. Okay? Setting your standards really high. And I want to remind you that mastery in any area of your private practice is only going to come from you demanding nothing less than the absolute best from yourself, okay? And I know that you have doubt. I know that you wonder, you know, is it going to be worth the money investment for me to go and pay for another course? What am I going to get out of it? What will be the reward? What will be the payoff? Well, only you can answer that. Are there any guarantees? Of course there aren't any guarantees. I'm not in your space with you 24/7. You're going to get the results that are commensurate with you implementing the tools that I give you. I can talk with you about, hey, we need to put this practical strategy in place. It might be a cancellation policy, let's say. And I can teach you how to do that, and we can write it up together, and we can approve it together, and we can make it start part of your standard operating procedures together. But when the time comes where somebody cancels their session with you, it's on you to actually invoke that cancellation policy, right? And there are going to be you know, times where you want to and times when you don't. And it's going to make some of your stuff rise up to the surface about your fear mindset, your scarcity mindset. You're going to make it all about yourself. You're going to think, my client's going to hate me if I do this. I'm going to lose work. The doctors will stop referring. All your stuff's going to come to the surface. And so this is what I'm saying. We need to look at how you balance your masculine energy with that feminine energy. And so the work that we do in the method is equal parts structure around making sure you have a tight ship when it comes to your policies, your procedures, your frameworks, your foundations. But they just form the floor, the walls, and the ceiling of the house, don't they? We need to open up that door and let all the feminine energy come in. She needs to come in and she's going to paint it and she's going to get furniture for it and cushions and candles and she's going to make it smell good and she's going to invite other people into this space where she's going to love them, nurture them, care for them, help them heal themselves, and then she's going to send them on their way and welcome the new lot of people in, right? She can't do that without these practical things in place. I get that. And you're going to leave with practical things in place. But the thing that I find with women, especially in private practice, is there is an over-dependence, an over-reliance on the structure and the foundations only. And then what happens is they get exhausted, they get very tired, they're not seeing results. And so they just keep doing more of what they've already been doing and they still don't get results. And they get on this hamster wheel of, well, I better do it more or I better do it harder. Or, you know, there's all of that. And it's nothing about that at all. It's that they're not allowing themselves space to receive. They're not allowing themselves space to tune into that nurturing, loving, creative side of business. And this is what I want you to know. It is possible for you to create the private practice that you really, 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 really desire, but only if you're willing to do the necessary work. There aren't any shortcuts. As I said, there are no free lunches and no bypasses. You need to show up with an open mind, ready for expansion, ready to take your business to that next level. Just like at uni, you go and you learn your undergrad and then you go to the next level of your honors or your grad dip and then you go to the next level with them. It's the same in learning how to run a private practice. Is it time for you? Have you done the undergrad with private practice now? And are you ready to go up to the honors or go up to the masters or go up to the PhD? You follow what I'm saying? Are you ready now to go up to that next level in a way that's going to teach you new ideas that connect in with who you are as a woman, your values as a woman, help you empower, feel empowered, help you connect with your clients in new, important, deeper, more meaningful ways so that you can help them with even bigger, more meaningful, deeper transformations, right? If you're ready for that, and if that is the next step for you, which it should be, absolutely, 100% it should be, I want you to press pause on the podcast, tap learn more in the show notes and come and have a look at the private practice method and see if it's for you. And two other things I want to say just quickly. Number one, the private practice method is affordable. But number two, you shouldn't even be thinking about what's affordable and what's not affordable because it's never about the money. Your decision to invest in your private practice is no different to your decision to invest in your continual professional development training. It is your responsibility to make sure that you know how to run the business, because if you're not running the business, how are you going to take sick leave? How are you going to take your family on holidays? How are you going to get that balance that you've been seeking? And how are you going to be able to show up in the way that you really, really, really want to show up for your clients, right? For your soulmate clients, for your soul level clients. I don't think it's ever about the money. Either I'm not conveying to you clearly enough why it's so important that you do this course, or I'm not conveying to you clearly enough what's going to happen if you don't do this course, right? Think about that and maybe journal about what's going to become available to you when you learn how to integrate that masculine and feminine energy. What's going to become available for you when you integrate processes and policies with more soul-led decision-making tools, with more soul-led ways of writing content that's going to go beyond what's superficial, that's going to stop the scroll on social media, that's going to be seen, be read, be commented on, be engaged with, be responded to, that's going to help your clients to feel seen and heard, that's going to help you feel seen and heard, that's going to help your practice feel seen and heard, that's going to give you the safety and the security that you've been longing for so that you can do the things that you want to do in your private practice. So it's not about the money. If it comes up for you that, can I afford it, yes, you can afford it. But ask yourself, what is going on? Why am I even asking this question? And I will bet that what's going on for you is something else, probably a fear-based story. We've either got a situation for you with a scarcity mindset where you want to white knuckle it and you're just going to keep, you know, on that hamster wheel of doing, and nothing's going to change, and maybe next year you'll enroll. Or there's fear around something else. Some of you might think, well, I need to ask my partner about whether or not I can afford this, or whether or not this is going to work for me. And I think that that's a great idea. And it's always good to communicate with people in your life that are important. But I would ask a couple of questions. Number one, is your partner also running a successful, thriving, profitable, soul-driven private practice? How can they contribute to this conversation? And the second thing that I would say is, women, when you go and talk to your partner, remember what you know now about masculine and feminine energy. Remember that that masculine energy really wants to, it's that archetype, remember? I'm not saying all men or all masculine energy is like this. I'm just talking about the archetype. But remember, the archetype of that masculine energy is it wants to provide. It wants to make sure you're provided for, taken care of, got everything that you need, That's the badge of honor, if you like, of the masculine energy. So if you go and you talk to, let's say it's a husband or a boyfriend or your partner or whoever it is, if you go and talk to them, be mindful about how you approach that conversation. Because if you say, hey, I want to go and do this training and it's going to cost this, they're gonna say, what? And then you're gonna say, oh, well, you know, I guess maybe it is expensive and And you'll have this conversation and you won't get the nod, because what will happen is you're gonna go there saying, you know, I need it so that I can start making money and get us out of this hole, or I need it so that I can start building my practice and start contributing to saving for a house deposit. Or I need to do this so that I can do X, Y, Z, right? And what that masculine energy is going to hear is, I'm not good enough. She doesn't think I'm providing. I'm falling short here. And then what's going to happen? That masculine energy is going to drop into wounded masculine and get very defensive and say, no, you're not doing that course. I will take care of the money for this family. I will provide. Right? This is the energy. I'm not saying that your actual partner is actually going to say these things. Talk about energy here, right? That's what you're going to meet. A different way of approaching a conversation is you approach it in your healthy feminine to a healthy masculine. And what you're going to say is you're going to embody your beautiful feminine energy and you're going to say, darling, babe, honey, whatever you call each other, I love you so much, and there's this course that I really want to do just for me. I feel on my heart that I need to do this. This course really resonates with me. on a soul level. I feel a connection. I feel a calling. I feel like this is something that I need to do just for me. I want to talk with you about it first, but it's something that I feel is going to help me feel connected to the practice. It's going to help me develop my practice more. It's going to help me embody more of who I want to be and how I want to show up in my business. And I really, really want to do it. The healthy masculine energy is going to see that and say, this sounds amazing. This sounds like just what you need. Go for it. Do it. You know, I can't wait to hear how you go with it. If that's what's going to make you happy, I want you to be happy and I want you to have everything that you need. So yes, go and do it. Right? That healthy masculine energy is not feeling threatened because you're not taking anything away from that masculine energy. Right? You're just two healthy energies meeting in a space of healthy energy. That's how you have conversations that feel good for you and that feel good for your partner who may be in their masculine energy, right? So that's how you go about having those conversations. And then the last thing is, some of you might be saying, holy dooly, Brooklyn, not another course. I don't think I've got time in the day for another course. Again, I think that's really not about time. That's about you having some kind of belief or story that you're telling yourself about what it means to focus on your business and to give your business time. I think maybe some of you want to do the course, but you think to yourself, well, if that's going to take me 2 hours a week, that's 2 hours that I'm not billing. And I'm paying for the course, so I'm going to be not income producing for 3 hours of my 20 hours. And how am I going to make up that money? No, I won't do it. I think you're telling yourself that kind of story, perhaps. And what's happening there is it's a scarcity mindset. Again, it's a scarcity mindset. I think, you know, one of my old spiritual advisors said to me, if you want something done, Brooklyn, ask a busy person because they've always got time. And I think that that's so true. I think we make time for the things that are meaningful, valuable, and important to us. And if you don't have time, then it means that you don't see this as valuable at the moment. You don't see working on the practice as valuable. And I think that that's indicating that we've got other issues going on there. Wouldn't you agree? If you're not seeing your practice as valuable enough to work on, we've got a problem. And if you don't want to do that course, then I would absolutely suggest you either raise that in, well, you don't cover private practice in supervision, but you either talk to a private practice coach or a private practice mentor, or you come into one of the groups and get some support or something like that. But I think that's a real flag if you're saying that, you know, your business is so great it doesn't need to be worked on, or if you're just not valuing working on your business. Because at the end of the day, you started this business because you really, really, really wanted to help people, and you really, really, really wanted to make an impact, and you really wanted to help people have transformations and heal and feel better and all of those things, most of you. And so if you're now not valuing that, well, then there may be something else going on for you. And, you know, I think that that's really important that you nip that in the bud right now, because the last thing that we need is you getting burned out. Okay, and trying to work through burnout. This program, this course that I'm talking with you about today, is going to teach you how you can reduce your hours but still make the same amount that you're making, or even increase it. And I've got plenty of testimonials from people who've been using this approach that have done just that. All right. And if you have any questions about this course and whether or not it's right for you at this stage, I invite you to email me or message me on Messenger, or even go into my diary and book a quick 20-minute Zoom. We can always have a chat. it's my highest intention to be able to show you what's possible for you in your practice. I see it every day with the people that I work with. I get to support them and help them, and I see their transformations and I see their growth. And the people that I work with, they're saying things to me now like they've had their biggest year financially ever. They finally attracted this, that, and the other into their practice. And it's because before they came and started learning the approach that I teach and the way that I teach it, they didn't have anybody that saw the greatness in them. They were in their own minds. They were feeling very, their ego was telling them they were doing things wrong, or they weren't good enough, or other practices were doing much better and there must be something wrong with them and stuff like that. But it was really through coming and being open to learning a new way of having a private practice that they've been able to experience these shifts and transformations. And I believe 100% you have greatness in you too. And I believe 100% that you can create that private practice that you desire as well, if you're willing to do the work and if you're willing to stop making excuses now, get out of your own way and allow yourself to experience what success can look like for you in new and beautiful ways that connect to your soul. So as I said, hit pause on this podcast, scroll down to the show notes, tap learn more, check it out, have a look, and I invite you, please contact me and let me know what's coming up for you, because chances are you'll see something in there that intrigues you or that you feel called to learn more about, but there may be that ego mindset, that fear mindset, that stumbling block, usually about it's going to be time, money, or needing permission off someone, or wanting to talk to somebody about it, that can pop up as, little stepping stones or pebbles on the path to your success. And I want to help you navigate those so that we can move them out of the way and let that river of abundance flow to you, to your family, and to your private practice, because you are already deserving. You are already capable enough. You are already good enough. You are already enough. Let me help you. All right, guys, have a beautiful Saturday. I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.